Everyone to another episode of the Smoked Free Zone. In the Smoked Free Zone, I discuss pop culture and mental health all infused into one thinking melting pot. Thank you for joining me. Let's get into it. So, yeah, today's topic is about Soulja Boy and how the media eggs on this type of behavior, and they encourage this type of outrageous behavior. And what's kind of unfortunate is that people in these media outlets have major control over viewership and what people digest and what they watch. And when young kids or just people in general will see it, they think that the behavior of what they see is what's normal. And what's really behind it is, I feel that Soulja Boy's logic is, like he said in the clip, any media is good media. And so when you have this young African-American man on these outlets behaving this way, it opens the gates for more people to behave that way because it seems normal. And the interviewers are somewhat egging it on because, you know, I get it, they need views. But I think there's a way in which to go about it to advertise so that it doesn't get ingrained in people's heads that you have to be outrageous and somewhat obnoxious to get your point across. And it's pretty sad to see it, and it's pretty sad to see that it's grown so big, and just for the moment, because it's going to disappear, obviously, because everyone's attention span is really, really short. But the reason why I bring this up is because it's not the example that we should try to set for one another. And I truly believe that the eyes are the windows to the soul. So if you watch and listen to this type of behavior, then you begin to normalize this behavior. And so, yeah, I honestly wish that it was done a little bit more better, a little bit more tasteful, just so that the kids who are into his type of music don't necessarily start to behave in that way in real life, because I doubt that he behaves that way in real life. And maybe he does, I'm not sure. I doubt it though, because it seems really, really extreme. And as I watched this unfold, you know, there were Instagram videos of him getting into heated arguments with people, and like him almost fighting someone at a concert. And you know, if we keep seeing McDonald's, 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 at some point when we get hungry, we're going to go to McDonald's because it's advertised that way, right? And they want our attention and they want to keep us thinking about McDonald's. And we can have whatever opinion we have on McDonald's, but if we keep seeing it, we keep seeing it, one day we're walking in the street, like, oh, I'm hungry. What is it? Oh, McDonald's. And so, like, his behavior, because it's so aggressive and so outrageous, if the kids constantly see all of these young rappers behaving that way, it's going to translate into their everyday lives, because they think that they look up to these people and they think that these people are genuinely behaving that way, when it's literally trolling and just to get attention and just to get a buzz, to like start conflict. And I just necessarily don't, I honestly think that it could have been done better. And so you know, be careful of what you consume, because it does have outwardly ramifications of it that you may not realize. So just think about that, guys. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you listen to. Check out this clip. This small clip of a portion of the Soulja Boy interview.
When he was 16 years old, he didn't know who Kanye was.
Yeah, I was just telling the story. Like, y'all want me to tell it again?
Yeah, you didn't want to let him in the trailer. What happened?
Yeah, so Kanye.
Oh, you front on Kanye.
You said you want me to tell it again?
Okay, how did I get on? Let me figure out how I got
to. You were saying that Kanye.
But how did I get to that? Because it started with Tyga. And then
I think you said Kanye wasn't a big comeback. Something about his wax.
No, you were saying that Kanye got his whole cockiness from you.
Yeah, so look, this is what happened.
See how he turned up? I like he did.
Yeah, so look, niggas talk about Kanye. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I'm that nigga. I'm the nigga. Kanye came in here talking about, I'm Walt Disney, and I'm, what'd he say to you, Charlotte?
I'm Walt Disney, I'm Steve Jobs.
Nigga, you ain't none of that. Then why you ain't come out with shit then? I came out with a whole video game console, bro. I'm the first rapper to do that in history, bro. You ain't Walt Disney, you ain't none of that, bro. You kissed them folks' ass at Louis Vuitton, and you kissed them folks' ass at Adidas, and you came out with two pair of goofy ass tennis shoes.
Say white folks. Don't just say folks.
Them crackers.
Hey!
And goddamn.
Big Draco!
And that ain't enough, bro. I'm younger than you. I'm flyer than you. Nigga. Whatever, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You crying on Twitter every week about Drake. Well, you gotta stop that shit, bro. You look lame, bro. You look cap, bro. And real street niggas and young kids like me and young degeneration, we looking at you like you goofy, bro.
So here's my quick story on that. I remember vividly, back in the day, I would watch Bad Girls Club. I know. And I would watch Bad Girls Club and I would watch it, and the person I was with at the time put me onto it because I hadn't watched it prior. And so he put me onto it, and I would binge watch it. And I secretly noticed, like, after watching it, I would be absolutely and super aggressive because of all the fighting and all the arguing that I was watching. And, like, I remember after watching it, feeling a shift in my body, or feeling a shift, like I was aware of it. And, you know, little did I know that, you know, I was behaving in that way. I just caught it in that one instance with the anger and the rage. I remember him telling me, you can't watch Bad Girls Club anymore. And, you know, in hindsight, I kind of understand why. And the reason why I bring this up is to not be like Soulja Boy or his team is bad for, you know, trolling in this manner. It's just to shed some light on watching things that are violent and watching things that are like bloody and things like that, and fighting and all that does have an effect on the human body and on your brain. And I just firsthand know, I can literally think back to that time of like watching it and then being enraged and going to the store and being super aggressive. And, you know, I don't think everybody catches it, and maybe you might catch it, and maybe you have your own story about it. which I would love to hear about it, but I truly, truly believe what you consume definitely has a direct result of how you behave. So, yeah, I stopped watching Bad Girls Club, and yeah, it definitely felt better. From that same interview, Soulja Boy discusses Drake. Take a listen.
You're not disrespecting me. You just kicking facts. Oh, you kicking your opinion. No, listen.
I said that from
the beginning. No, listen, Charlotte. Is that an opinion or is that a fact?
I would think it's a fact.
Opinion. No, ain't no goddamn fact.
These are all opinions.
It's a fact when it comes to music.
Why?
Stop all that yelling in here now.
Why did Meek Mill have a bigger comeback than Soulja Boy?
Me personally?
Why?
Because he was locked up.
Yes.
Okay, I was locked up too, nigga.
They came up with a number one record.
The Drake beef.
What record was number one?
Huh?
What record was number one?
Dangerous.
His whole album went number one. Championships.
Single, Dangerous was number one. Reached number
okay,
one.
There we go.
First number one ever.
That was a nice record.
Yeah, and Championship was the number one album in the country.
And the album was a nice album, but he ain't had no big comeback.
Look how he crossed over.
Meek Mill ain't beef with Chris Brown and was finna box with Floyd Mayweather.
He beat with Drake, the biggest rapper in the world.
Drake? The nigga that got bodied by Pusha T? The nigga that hiding his kid from the world, but his world wouldn't hide from the kid? Arby Graham in a wheelchair? Drake?
Yes!
Y'all niggas better stop playing with me. Y'all talking about the light-skinned nigga from DeGeneres?
From Toronto.
Yo, stop playing with me.
From where?
The grassy.
Stop playing me like I ain't teach Drake everything he knows.
Hold on, you taught Drake everything he knows.
Y'all didn't hear Drake on with his first song? Tell me what's really going on. Drizzy Drake back in this thing already. That's Soulja.
Shit.
That's my bar.
Shit.
He copied my whole fucking flow.
That's Kiss Me Through the Phone.
He copied my whole fucking flow. Word for word, bar for bar.
Oh,
don't act like I didn't make Drake, nigga. Don't do that.
Mind fucking blown.
Don't do that, nigga. Shit. I was sun niggas in a heartbeat. Don't do that. Drake? Arby? The nigga who I made, nigga, we made it with in 2014?
Who we made?
Wow.
Don't do that.
Has he ever reached out to you?
Drake?
Yeah.
I took the Drake all the time. Yo, who y'all think I am in here?
Damn. Wow.
Y'all niggas crazy.
But people can say that your nickname from Drake, though.
Oh, what? Draco?
Draco.
No, nigga. My first name is Dre. My middle name is Cortez. The first name of my name is Dre. The first two letters is C-O. Draco.
Ooh.
Oh.
There you go.
Fucking big Draco, nigga. You better show some respect.
Beautiful people, for listening to another episode of the Smoke Free Zone. I would love to hear your thoughts and your opinions on the matter of trolls and how it affects you or others. Let's connect on either email smokefree@gmail.com or Instagram smokefreepodcast. Until next time, stay blessed, stay whole, and stay healthy. Peace.